The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight, he ain't doing. If the poll on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is any indication, people are torn. If it were a horse race, you would say that they were neck and neck. 49% saying, yes, I believe. 51% saying, no, I don't believe. Go ahead and weigh in on that if you have not yet. Get us your reaction. Why you believe. Why you don't believe. On our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Or go ahead and call in 800-990-3776. Matt weighing in saying, does Jen remember that the Bucks in fact, won game one? They had proof of concept and then couldn't figure anything out until last night. If it goes seven, Bucks win. But game six will be totally different. Matt, thanks for the text. I do remember that they won game one. That game was with Damian Lillard. I am talking about proof of concept with Dame out, Giannis out, that the rest of the crew, this version of the Bucks, could beat the Pacers. That's what I meant by proof of concept in game five. I want to pivot here to these comments from Davante Adams, who everybody loves. Is there anybody out here who doesn't like Davante Adams? He's universally loved, even by Green Bay Packers fans,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
When he chose to take his talents elsewhere. So Davante Adams was on a podcast with Max Crosby recently. And let's take a listen to what Davante Adams had to say about what the Packers have done, what Jordan Love has done since he left Wisconsin.
Really wordy way of saying, at the time when I was there, I hadn't necessarily seen enough to say this is for sure what I should do. But in hindsight, like we talked about, I mean, a kid is a baller, man. I'm so happy for him. And, you know, I haven't really had a chance to truly sit down and talk with him. But I want to tell him at some point, like, you know, I definitely don't regret changing, but I'm super proud of what you've done. And, you know, if there was a way I could pull you over here and, you know, and drag you with me like that, you know, that would have been cool, too, because, you know, obviously we saw what he did at the end of the year. But I don't regret what I did. But at the same time, it's definitely, you look back on it, you're like, damn, that boy got a ball.
No, I don't regret what I did. Why would you ask me? Stop asking me. By the way, in case you forgot, I don't regret what I did.
Do not put in the papers that I regret my decision.
Please do not put me on record for saying that.
This isn't about Jordan Love. This is about him being sick of Aaron Rodgers. That was a big part of why he left. And Goody mishandling the contract.
I think
because he should have paid him a year earlier, Gabe.
I think a big part of him leaving was also he probably didn't think that Jordan Love could be this good.
That's a part of it.
Because in the game against Kansas City where Jordan had to play, there were, I mean, I think more than one hand worth of hospital balls thrown Devontae's way. And Devontae's probably looking around going, oh boy.
Yeah, the Packers beat hasn't really pulled punches on what they were told Devontae thought of Jordan Love at the time.
Yeah.
Pretty clear. They just didn't think he could play. Which, to that point, it didn't seem like it through half of the season anyway. So I don't know if it was ill-founded for old Devontae.
But especially now the way things have played out for him, because he thought he was going to get to play with his boy in Vegas.
Who we found out he can't play.
Right.
Yeah.
Am I right?
And now, so then they bring in Jimmy Garoppolo. Okay, that didn't really work. And now what, they're going with Aiden O'Connell this year?
You got it.
Yeah, I can see how maybe you'd regret your decision, hindsight, knowing everything you know now.
Yeah, I mean, put him on the list. Would you rather have Gardner Minshew throwing you passes, Aiden O'Connell throwing you passes, or Jordan Love, who Adam Schefter told us earlier in the show, and if you missed any of that, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand, that he expects Jordan Love's contract, which, again, reminder, we are closing in on May 3rd. That is the date that the Packers can give Jordan that new contract, that big, fat contract. It will start with a 5. So that's 5-0, 5-1, 5-2. You name it. So yes, I mean, this is no-brainer. You know, again, can he sustain it? That is the question. But from what Davante Adams says, he thinks that, you know, Jordan's turned out to be a pretty bleeping good player. Do you think he wishes he was still here?
He does now. But with that being said, I don't want him back because it would stunt the growth of these young guys moving forward.
I still take him back.
Eh.
You're rotating
feels
through
cobby.
With guys.
Feels cobby.
Yeah, but, I mean, Devontae's still one of the 10 best receivers in the league.
How old is he? He's over 30.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's on the downside.
Sure. But
he's on the downside.
He's still, again, somebody that he is somebody that we always talk about. And I think they still got to figure out who this guy is. It's 3rd and 8. Who's getting open?
I like
he's getting open
year,
every time. I know that.
Still?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
maybe
I like
not in 2 years.
I like what we got. We're good. We're fine. We're good. You know, we have regrets. They have regrets. So let's just call it a wash and you at the Hall of Fame inducting.
If they If they picked up the phone, like I'd listen.
What would you give for them?
Not much.
Second
but I'd listen.
Do you have to give any consideration to what you got for Devontae with the 22nd and the 50-something picks?
He's not getting that now.
No,
he
but I'm
no,
saying
no, no, no.
Might get a second. He's not getting a first.
Well, one of those two picks was what? Was that
Jaden Reed?
No, because it was from 2 years ago.
Oh.
Quay Walker.
So Quay. Would I rather have Devontae or Quay? I think that's a pretty easy answer right now.
And then I think they traded the 53rd pick. Indianapolis Colts ended up with the 53rd pick from the Vikings via Packers and the Raiders. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It just gets it's cycling through.
So I can't even follow the bouncing ball here to figure out what the Indianapolis what the Packers got from the Vikings and then the Vikings gave to the Colts. I don't even know where they landed on that other pick. I'd have to keep doing some research to figure that out. But you know, that's the other thing you have to do. Like when you think about the Aaron Rodgers thing, have you started to think about how many picks the Packers have gotten and who they are from trading Aaron Rodgers? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's got to be a part of it when you consider would we go back in the past and do it differently? And this is classic. Like everybody has this, right? What if?
Yeah.
We all deal with a what if. Like, what if I had taken this job? What if we had moved to the... I think about this all the time. What if we had moved to the other side of town versus the side of town that we were on? Then my daughter isn't friends with this little girl. Then I don't meet this little girl's mom, and I'm not friends with that mom. You know what I mean? Like, all of the dominoes that end up falling, all of the ripples in the pond one decision.
Would have had foundational issues with your house. Or is that the wrong kind of what if? Yeah,
but if he doesn't...
That sounds like the story of the farmer. The farmer. I've been watching a lot of Bluey, and on Bluey they talk about the farmer. Well, that's very good luck. We'll see. That's very bad luck. We'll see. You know, like, yes, but the decisions that you make and how they lead to all of these other things that you could have never seen coming.
Sure. Because if he stays, maybe they win a Super Bowl, maybe they don't, but Jordan Love's gone. He's gone.
Hmm. Because
Rodgers wouldn't have got traded if Devontae was here, because they would have been like, all right, we just roll it back next year. He would have been gone.
Ooh, Kate. That's an interesting sliding door moment.
Yeah.
I think it's Devontae goes. I mean, I think it's Rodgers goes. Adam stays.
Yeah. No, because then, Joshy, they don't go, would they go 8-9 or 9-8?
Yeah.
The broken thumb year?
They went 8-9, so did they go at worst 10-7?
The math, yep. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right, let's go through the draft. There's clearly a good chance Love would have been bye-bye.
But clearly Rodgers, I mean, that is fascinating. And I think there is a point to be made for that. But would Devontae being around have kept Rodgers happy enough? Because clearly he was frustrated with the young wide receivers. But does he do the, oh man, everybody knows you got to FaceTime me. I don't have cell service in my mansion out in California. Yeah. Does he pull that if Devontae's still there? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think Aaron probably still ends up leaving because, again, Goody wanted Love to play eventually. I have
didn't
a hard
know if
time.
He could, though. That's
sure,
the thing.
But he also, I mean, hate would be a strong word. He also didn't get along with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I think the better case is they're both gone. Both.
More likely, you mean?
Yeah. Like, if Rodgers goes, then they also just get rid of Devontae because what do you need that big of a contract with your rookie? First-year quarterback.
And then you talk about the development of these young wide receivers and would it have been stinted if you have Devontae Adams there chewing up all the catches? Probably.
Yes, yeah. And they probably wouldn't have drafted as many.
Right.
Yeah. That's true.
What do you call that? What do you call it? Carpet bagging?
Call it rumbling.
Carpet bombing.
Carpet bombing.
Carpet bagging. Carpet
bagging
is
what's wrong
Gabe
with
does
rumbling?
On the
golf course. Can someone. Hold on. The definition of rumbling. It fit for what I said.
What did I do?
Hey, you were the first golfer that came to mind.
Sandbagging son of a. By the way, so the Packers packaged that Raiders pick and their own pick to trade up for Christian Watson.
Oh, who may be gone? So
Quay Walker and Christian Watson?
Well, and half of Christian Watson. Is it the good leg or the bad leg that they got with their pick?
I think they got them both.
Well, because, I mean, they had to trade the two picks, so, right? So you split Christian Watson in half.
Are you familiar with the facts of life? You take the good, you take the bad.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah, I just wondered if Dave was familiar with the concept. 800-990-3776. If you could go back and do it again, would you still trade Davante Adams? Recognizing that there is a butterfly effect here that is happening, right? The dominoes that would fall, the ripples in the pond from keeping Davante Adams on the roster. In this hypothetical situation, Aaron Rodgers is likely gone, but maybe not in the way that you choose your own adventure. 800-990-3776. After Davante said that he has a lot of respect, he really likes what Jordan Love is now. And we all know what he thought of Jordan Love when he was on the same roster as him. Gabe?
From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after, an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in 6 minutes. No more, no less. Bucks in six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game, let's be honest, you didn't miss it last night. You just want to relive those biggest moments. Bucks in six provides game recaps every morning after. So go ahead, go listen right now. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis, the deep threes from Dame, although you wouldn't have heard those last night. High-flying dunks from Bobby, deep threes from Chris in last night's game. Catch the comments post-game as well, where maybe you hear Doc say something about some players being very, very, very close. Bucks in six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it out at bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What was a rebound? Rebound? What did you just say?
Robust.
Robust. Robust.
You could say robust. Rebound. Doesn't robust sound like a nice rebound word of saying just a click below fat?
No, buddy, you're not fat. Well, you're rebound.
Well, Charles Barkley.
There's another
round mound of rebound.
On 94.5 ESPN.
So last night, the Bucks started putting together some pretty good quarters. Second quarter, third quarter, a 9-0 run, a 16-6 run. And I told you guys at the beginning of the show, I was folding my laundry, standing in the dining room. Our dining room overlooks our living room. So I was standing in the dining room, you know, and I'm watching the TV, and I'm folding the clothes. And the Bucks are putting together a nice little run here, a nice little streak here. Oh, okay, I'm into this. And then it occurred to me that I needed to stand exactly where I was standing because, well, listen, I was not about to be the one who ruined the mojo that the Bucks had going for them. So I ended up standing in the same spot in my dining room. Clothes have been folded for a while and watched the Bucks game. So I didn't mess up any mojo. Now that you could argue is superstitious, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's like
big time.
Right.
You could argue? You just defined the word.
Yes, I just needed confirmation from you guys. Because I was like, I could leave. I don't know. Who would know? Who would know if I moved? And I was like, no.
You would know.
I would know. And then if things went south, I would feel guilty.
Yeah, but how do you know it wasn't your socks?
Could have been the socks. I didn't change the socks either.
Right?
Socks, spot.
It goes back to the old baseball adage that's expressed in the movie Bull Durham. Whatever you think the reason for a hot streak is, that's the reason. So whether it's, you know, you're sleeping on a different side of the bed, or they use the example in that movie, wearing women's underwear, that's the reason you're on a hot streak. So if Jen thinks that the Bucks got hot in the second, third, and fourth quarters last night because she was standing in a specific spot, then that's the reason why the Bucks got hot.
So are you going to do it again?
So now I need to know the rules. So, because somebody was like, well, now you can't move. You have to stand there until game six. That seems unnecessary.
Well, not until.
Yeah. Well, that was what one person was arguing on Twitter.
As you mentioned, you didn't stand there during halftime.
Correct. I had dinner at halftime, but then went back to the exact same spot. Sure. I actually took a photograph so that I could line my feet up very closely to where I had been. So let's see. I went ahead and tweeted, because then I was like, well, now I need the accountability. So I tweeted at 10:27. I was standing right here when the Bucks started making that run in the second. So yes, obviously I am still standing right here. And I have a picture at 11:08. So from 10:27 to 11:08, I did not move from that spot. Do I have to go back to that spot for game six on Thursday evening?
You have to stand there until the Bucks lose a quarter. I think that's fair because you were there in the second quarter.
I don't think it's the spot.
You were there in the second quarter. They won the second quarter. And you mentioned this yesterday. Like, your game plan, okay, just win quarters. Just win quarters.
Absolutely.
They didn't win the first quarter, but then you found your spot. They won the second quarter. They won the third quarter. Even won the fourth quarter.
Barely, but yes, they won the fourth.
But they still won the fourth quarter.
Yep.
So until they lose a quarter,
I have to stand in that spot. Is that how superstitions work for you, Chu? Like, did you have any superstitions when you were playing?
It was more on getting dressed. So I had to put my uniform on the exact same every time, and the same guy had to help me put my pads on because those shirts are so tight.
Right.
And if I deviated because I'm having a moment or I'm thinking, I'd have to start all over again.
Wait, what? All over again?
Mm-hmm.
Like if something goes awry, then you're like, well, got to get naked.
Like if I'm talking to someone and all of a sudden I put my sock and my shoe on my left foot, because I normally went, because I went to tall socks, you know, that are half green. And then I took another pair and then I rolled them down into a nice little ball around the shoe, and then I put the other one on, and they come back and put the shoe on and the shoe on. Yeah. So if I deviated from that, then I had to start all over again.
He's just getting naked. What? He's like, well, taking all of his stuff off. Like, that would be an odd scene.
If you get to the point where you put on your helmet and it, like, doesn't buckle right, then, like, what point do you have to start over? Like, what point?
No, once I have the jersey on, I'm fine. When I have the jersey on, I'm fine.
Did you have any superstitions in
baseball? You have to be taped by the same guy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're always playing catch with the same guys. You're like, not touching the foul line.
Like, Brett and Kurt Fielding, who has been a trainer up there forever, was the best, would always write what he thought would be Brett's stats on the bottom of his tape job, and then Brett would never look at him until after the game.
Did he predict the 6 interception game, Brett?
He was always off on the interceptions.
High or low?
Because Brett would be ticked if Brett had a good game and threw for 400 and no picks, and Kurt said one pick. Kurt's on the list.
Yeah, but Kirk was playing the odds. Is what
yeah. Has
been around.
Thrown the most in NFL history.
But
what's bound to happen?
Kurt should have kept those things to auction them off.
Absolutely.
I mean, people would have loved that, have that as a piece of memorabilia in their man cave.
Although tape jobs, those are pretty gross, aren't they?
Yeah, but
I mean, that's going to have some ankle hair on it for sure.
No, you shave your ankles. You shave. Yeah, you shave them from down because they got to put pre-wrap and spray in it.
I didn't know you shaved your ankles.
Oh, you shave your legs.
I didn't know you shaved your legs.
Oh, yeah. If you had a knee injury or something like that and they had to tape you're shaving.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, we manscape everywhere. Well, not everywhere.
Get you an endorsement then, bud.
Yeah.
I feel like we missed out on an opportunity.
That's how
here.
The armpit started. Look at, that's pre-armpit shave.
I'm holding up the picture of Chewy with the armpits.
I can't believe that never took off.
Armpit.
Like, you don't shave your pits?
I don't, no.
I mean, Jen, you shave your pits.
When I remember. Just, when I remember.
On occasion.
Yeah, it's not a thing I like schedule. It's just like, oh, getting a little fuzzy down there. Let's take care of that.
Yeah, the smell alone is like, ugh. And women's BO is worse than men's.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I hugged a girl one time and
God
woman. Bless
you
America.
Had this, you had this one interaction with this one woman who had BO. You've been talking about it for 4 years.
Angie's scarred by it. When she works out, she's like, no, don't hug me. I don't want you not liking me the rest of my life.
Yes, exactly. Because you like took it to the extreme. Maybe it was just that lady. It was just that one lady.
Have you been in a dude's locker room? Or have you just been in so many that you're blinded by, like, you walk in and you don't smell anything because you've been in there for so long?
Guys, sweat is like pickles. It's like sour. It's like
everyone's sweat is different. It depends wholly on your appetite, what type of medications you're on.
What? Like really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Wait a minute. When you eat Italian and there's like a garlic.
Yeah, sure.
You don't notice it in your sweat?
I notice it in other people's sweat, but it's like you can't, Gabe, follow me here. You cannot smell your own breath. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you just go like this.
Yeah.
No, you can't
smell
it. Total lie.
You cover your mouth like Darth Vader.
Now, it might not bother you, right? Like, because same thing with farts, right?
Everyone. Breath, I can't. I've never smelled my own breath.
You've never done the Darth Vader thing?
No, it doesn't stink.
But you don't eat anything in the morning, so your breath is probably totally fine.
Which is worse,
smells
though.
Smells like Mio.
Wait, but you brush your teeth when you wake up.
Sometimes.
I was going to say.
You knew where
that was.
Well,
you knew it's not the teeth.
It is not the teeth.
It's the tongue.
The tongue. You got to brush your tongue.
Tongue, top of the mouth. But yes. I mean, when you're brushing your teeth, you're brushing your mouth.
And remember, if anybody needs a toothbrush, I got 100 of them that one listener sent to us after I mentioned one time that I forgot to brush my teeth when I left the house in a hurry. Our loyal listeners are the best. Put it on the poll. Whose BO is worse, men or women?
I don't think, because women aren't supposed to have BO.
What
men
is
are.
Wrong with you? What do you mean they're not supposed to have BO? First of all, no one is supposed to have BO, okay?
This is a girls don't fart type conversation.
Yeah, I was just saying, like,
this is what's going on here.
Yeah, girls don't poop.
Yeah.
whole sort of wrong things coming out of you right now, bud.
Yeah, and you just mentioned that you gave your wife a complex because she works out and she's like, stay away, stay away, runs to the shower because you had one bad hug with one lady
in 55 years.
And I'm scarred.
Scarred. Yeah, but the problem is you're trying to scar the rest of us.
I know, hey.
You know? He's like, Jed, loves do you company. Shower? Have you showered? Stay over there. Like, it's fine. Hey, sports bettors, Potawatomi Sportsbook is going through some state-of-the-art upgrades. For the time being, you can find the temporary sportsbook outside of the marketplace on the casino's first level. But starting on Friday, guys, that sportsbook, the brand new sportsbook, is open at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. And I am actually going over there today to take a tour of the facility. Cannot wait. It is going to be exceptional. I have heard great things from folks who have been over there, who have seen what they have to offer, and you are going to be absolutely blown away. You can explore more at paysbig.com. Potawatomi Sportsbook is a new era of sports betting, and I cannot wait for May 3rd, when the sportsbook officially opens.
From the latest happenings on the diamond.
Look, this team, they will find a lot of ways to surprise you. And I think the fact of like how they got here, how they won so many games.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I guess what lead feels safe to you as the Brewers wrap up the final month-ish of the year?
Clinched feels safe to me.
Yeah, at least 7 with 6 to play, something like that.
Yeah.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience at Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 24th. Century Foods, the best meat in town.
Always great to have our friend and teammate Sophia Minert here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Sophia, I don't want to go all Packers on you right now, but what the hell is going on out there? So this is 3 straight games now where there have been questionable calls or melees. What's going on with the Brewers right now?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it a full moon or like Mercury retrograde?
Well, that's a great question. I'm going to look, right now.
do we believe in any of those things? Maybe the baseball gods. I don't know. The last 3 days have just been really crazy. Especially last night, it just sort of felt like the tipping point. So, you know, that saying about, you know, things happening in threes, let's hope that the last 3 days we've maybe checked all the boxes there and then we can move on to just normal baseball.
So, Sophia, how long is Uribe going to get? I mean, he started the whole thing. You think we're looking at 2
right.
games, 5 games?
I really have no idea. You know, the fact that he, you know, Siri said something to Abner Uribe, and then everything happened after that. So, you know, Abner did speak after the game last night, and I think he understands he needs to do a better job of controlling his emotions. But I can't venture to guess what that suspension is going to be. I mean, you could see anywhere from 3 to 5, maybe. And we don't, you know, obviously then he has the option to appeal or he can accept these suspensions. So we'll see what the commissioner's office decides.
I guess I'm more concerned about Freddie, because usually when a pitcher gets thrown for throwing at somebody, that usually comes with a suspension as well. The Brewers were making the argument that they didn't throw at him. And even the umpires after the game, Sophia admitted, like, oh, there wasn't really anything that we noticed that, you know, would have led to this, you know, so I'm not quite sure. It's like they didn't toss him right away. They got together and then decided to toss him. Is he going to be subject to any sort of suspension?
Well, it's possible, yeah. And I think for the Brewers, I think Freddie Peralta said last night he absolutely didn't have any intent throwing at Jose Siri after the home run. And when Chris Guccione spoke to the media after the game, you know, he basically explained that for the crew, there are three options. You can do nothing, you can issue warnings, and you can eject. I think where the Brewers have an issue is that there were no warnings issued at all. And there was even when Siri homered off of Freddie Peralta, there wasn't anything noticeable about him showing up Freddie, saying anything to Freddie, creating a situation. He celebrated the home run. He typically does that. Freddie had no issue with it. You know, Freddie said last night, like, I've been in the league for 7 years. A lot of guys have homered off of me. He had no issue with it. And so I think that's where Freddie, the team, Pat Murphy also getting ejected, I think that's where they were the most confused. It's like it just went from 0 to 100 because there were no warnings. It didn't appear to be any intent. I think you just take into context the situation too. Like Freddie was cruising. He was at 66 pitches. It's the sixth inning. It's a 6-1 game, a 3-0 count. Like it just didn't add up. And I think Freddie also, he handled it extremely well. He was really calm on the mound. Pat Murphy came out and he was more upset, I think, than anybody trying to protect his player. And then they both get ejected. So yeah, it was a really odd night.
Well, and Freddie wanted to go deep in the game to obviously give the bullpen a little bit of a break, and he had never been ejected from a game before. So you're right, it all didn't add up. But we have had the conversation on this show, Sophia, about the human element of the game. And for a very, 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 to quote Doc Rivers, long time, that has been what baseball loves, right? They love that there's a human element of the game. But to me, this was the human element because it felt like, no confirmation here, but they were using what had happened the day before to assume that there would be some sort of carryover and then therefore kind of put that on whatever happened on the field tonight. And to me, that's where I feel like you're stepping out of bounds. Like, I understand that series build and there can be frustrations that build or emotions that build over the course of a 3-game series, but I feel like you should address each one independently if you can. Is that just me being Pollyanna-ish?
No, I think you're right. I mean, I think I think they got it wrong the other night too. So and look, you can say like with what happened Monday night, like the Brewers could have helped themselves by scoring in the first 8 innings, right? Like it's hard to pinpoint one thing. I think what you want and the reason why umpires move on series to series is so that things like this don't escalate. But yeah, I think it's like when one game is over, right or wrong, you just want to come into the next day with a clean slate. And I think that's what we're hoping for today. I think we're hoping that cooler heads can prevail. There won't be any shenanigans today. We can just play a clean game. I don't think there was any intent on Freddie's side or the team side to create a situation last night. And then, you know, what happened with Abner Uribe again, it's like, something was said that provoked Abner, and then because of everything that had already happened, it just escalated.
Yeah, powder keg.
Sophia, exactly. Sophia, with Wade Miley out, are they going to take the approach of next man up, or you think they're looking possibly to trade for another starting arm?
They're already in next man up mode. They've already used 9 starters, which they used 10 all of last season. So Tobias Myers has been the most recent one to come up. He's given them 2 really quality starts. I think he's impressed them. In terms of going out and acquiring someone else, look, they're always looking to add. The problem is a lot of other teams are dealing with pitching injuries, and that's a position that you really don't want to give up any depth. You can look at like the Houston Astros, what they're going through right now. They've had a horrible start to their season, surprising everyone, and a lot of that is just because of injuries to their pitching staff. So I think it goes to show you like what the Brewers are pulling off is really remarkable. And they're absolutely testing the limits of their pitching depth. But you know, Jacob Junis is throwing, DL Hall, the rookie, he's progressing with this throwing program. He's hoping to get a bullpen in this weekend, which would be a good first step for him. J.B. Bukauskas is behind. Robert Gasser is a prospect that he's working his way back in AAA. He's made two starts now. So I think they feel like they're going to be getting pieces back. But in terms of acquiring from outside, it's a challenge to acquire starters because that's just a position that a lot of people don't want to give up.
Ricky Weeks, everybody was excited when he was hired as, you know, the associate manager and clearly kind of a, you know, maybe a manager in waiting, manager in training. And it feels appropriate to ask this now since he's had to take over the helm with Murphy getting ejected the last couple of games. What's his role been like? What's he been able to do through the first month of the season?
Yeah, Ricky's been great. It's been really fun to have him. And I think what has really helped Ricky is that he's been in baseball ops for the last 2 years, and he's been doing a lot in the minor league system. He'd been roving to all the different minor league affiliates. He'd been at spring training the last couple of years. So I think that helps just from a familiarity standpoint of, like, he really knows this organization up and down. He knows the system, knows the players, and obviously the players know him and respect him for the playing career that he had. And it was cool because I think for the newcomers to the organization, the first day of spring training, Pat Murphy had a team meeting and he showed the clip of, you know, Ricky getting hit by the pitch in the jaw, right? Standing there at home plate, taking first base. I think it was Edwin Jackson who hit him, but Murph showed that clip to the team, and it was basically a very succinct message to say, if you have any doubt about why Ricky Weeks is in this room, this is why. He is a Brewer through and through. There are a lot of qualities that he brings that, like, we want this team to have. And I think the players really respect that. So he's been a great resource for Murph. Obviously the last 2 days he's had to do some managing, which he did a couple games in spring training as well. So yeah, it's been great just to have him, and he's been such a great presence. I think specifically for the offensive group, he's really involved with the offensive preparation.
Sophia, John Morosi put out a tweet yesterday, I want to say, maybe the day before, saying the Brewers have the second highest probability of reaching the postseason among all MLB teams, according to Baseball Reference playoff odds. Milwaukee is at 96.1. Only the Dodgers are higher at 99.4. On May 1st, that feels a little early for playoff prognostications, but you're around this team. Does this feel like a playoff team to you?
It absolutely could be. I mean, I think, and I say that because of everything they've already had to endure. And, you know, look, they're without Devin Williams. They're without Christian Yelich. They're without Garrett Mitchell. They're without half of their starting rotation. And yet they won 18 games, you know, in March and April. And, you know, you could say that they've overachieved to get to that mark. I am certainly, I don't think anyone is looking at division standings or, you know, postseason projections or anything like that. You typically don't even start doing that until maybe Memorial Day at the earliest. But I just think the pieces that they can get back, it kind of feels like they've got these little mini trade deadlines already kind of built into their season when they get these pieces back. And then, you have opportunities to add outside. So I think the way that they've done this in the first month, you can question if it's sustainable, the way that they're handling their pitching staff, but the number of people that have stepped up and produced without so many of their primary players, it's really been remarkable. And I think they all deserve a lot of credit for just how they've handled that.
She's Sophia Minert. You can watch her on Bally Sports Wisconsin as she covers your Milwaukee Brewers. Sophia, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Hopefully today will be less exciting, less eventful than the last few days out at the ballpark.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll take a win in like a clean 9 innings. That would be great for everyone.
Right, exactly.
2-1, like a 2-hour, 15-minute. Let's just get in and out.
Ah, I kind of like the fight.
2-1 is a little stressful. We play that 2-1 game a lot. We see that game a lot. So I think, 5-1, so, right. You know, a little comfort would be nice.
All right.
If we could be greedy.
Sophia, we appreciate you. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, guys.
When life happens, Great Midwest Bank understands. Whether you tied the knot, have a new family member on the way, or you're in need of a downsize, Great Midwest Bank has the tools and the people to make your home buying process as smooth as possible. Great Midwest Bank's loan officers understand the changes that life can bring, and they will guide you through the mortgage process with care and expertise. Great Midwest Bank believes that securing a loan should not add stress to your life. They simplify the process so you can focus on what matters most to you. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com to get started on a home mortgage loan. That's greatmidwestbank.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Do you like your pickles warm or cold?
Want my pickle a little warm.
Warm's good.
It's better than cold.
Cold you can be good, too.
Yeah, well, no.
Cold can be
involved.
Good.
It's not great.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
X-Golf at American Family Field is the place to be. Whether it's a game day, whether it's a non-game day, they always have great options. Maybe you just have a little bit of time over lunch to get some swings in to make sure your swing is staying in peak form now that golf season is officially underway here. Well, you can go there, enjoy some of the great food and drink specials that they have, and work on your game with their state-of-the-art simulators. Maybe you want to go, check out the Sims, play a little golf while you're watching the Brewers. Well, you can purchase your sim time and game tickets all at the same place on the Brewers single game tickets websites with great views out there in right field at American Family Field. But the other thing with this, a hole-in-one contest going on right now at X Golf. This year at X Golf at American Family Field, if you're playing a regular round of 9 or 18 holes, you dunk it, you make the ace, you and someone else get to go down Bernie's Slide. That's right, you make an ace, go down Bernie's Slide. Find out more, xgolfamfamfield.com. Here we go.
I say this with all the respect in the world, but what the hell is Dave and Buster's thinking? So Dave and Buster's announces yesterday that you can now bet on arcade games. You can bet on skee ball. You can bet on Papa Shot. You can bet on all of the other things that they have there. Hunt a Buck or whatever the shooting games are that they have there at Dave and Buster's. And I assume you can just bet on strangers. I assume that you can see people playing Papa Shot and you can go, well, that guy's an athlete and that guy is not, and I'm going to bet on that guy to win. I mean, how is this going to work?
Well, I thought it was just like, I'm playing you, I'm betting $5 on myself type thing. That's the way I interpreted this. I don't think that you're just walking through Dave and Buster's looking to get a little action on, you know, strangers playing Papa Shot.
Who does the payout?
Dave and Buster's, I think you can do just like a little $5 bet or whatever.
Yeah, but what if you just manipulated the system?
Well, somebody's putting $5, you know, you're both putting $5 in.
Oh, you're both are. Okay.
Yeah, like,
I
so,
see.
Like.
Oh, I gotcha.
They're just facilitating it. I don't think Dave & Buster's is set to lose a ton of money on this.
Company says it has extensive responsible gaming policies. What are they?
Yeah.
What are your extensive, responsible gaming policies? Because, Joshy, you read this and you were like, this feels like it could get messy quick.
Yeah. First of all, I thought I was being trolled. I didn't think it was real. Yeah. Because why would I need to go to Dave & Buster's to bet friendly wagers and Papa Shot? I guess if you want a little more added juice, but...
We'll know if they buy up the block.
I'm just
look at how big Dave & Buster's is now.
I'm more interested in, like, what is Dave & Buster's going to keep for offering this service? Because usual sports books take a cut of it. So, then I'm more interested also in betting on strangers. Like, I know it's probably intended for you and your friends, but standing at the back of the Papa Shot machine gambling on like a 12-year-old taking on someone, that's
just
funny.
Sipping a slushy.
Yeah.
I got the guy on the left.
Yeah.
This reminds me of that scene from Vegas Vacation where Clark and Eddie go to the casino where it's like pick a number 1 through 10, rock, paper, scissors. Which hand is it in? Like, that's what this feels like to me. It's like, what's next? We're going to open up a casino like that? Where you're just playing like kid games and you can bet on that. Now again, remember Clark was not very good at that gambling either, which is why he had to dig up money in the back of Eddie's yard in order to fund whatever it was he was funding.
You remember way too much of a terrible movie. Vegas Vacation is by far the worst one, and you gave a lot of plot detail that I had already forgotten.
Do you not remember that scene?
I had forgotten that he had to go to Eddie's and dig up money. Yes, I had completely forgotten about that.
I use the because I try all the time.
I try to forget everything about Vegas Vacation. It was a
Papa
money
Giorgio.
Grab.
What are we Aren't doing?
It was a money grab for Chevy Chase and
Wayne Newton.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Aren't there two of them though? There's two Vegas Vacations. Didn't they remake it?
No, they just remade Vacation.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. there's Christmas Vacation, which I believe is the first
European.
One.
No, the first one was Vacation.
What? Yes.
Oh, yes, of course. Wally
Christy
World.
Brinkley.
Yes, Wally. Yeah. Christy Brinkley and Wally World. John Candy. Sorry, folks.
Yes.
So Vacation, then Christmas Vacation. Yeah.
No,
then
I think it's European. It's European, then Christmas, and then Vegas.
Wow. And yes. If we're power ranking them, everybody knows it goes Christmas first.
Vacation's
then
pretty good.
Regular
so is
vacation.
European Vacation.
European's underrated, I'll tell you that.
Big Ben Parliament.
That's the only line I know is Big Ben Parliament.
Here's the thing. When you add John Candy, like that's just like a steroid.
But he's had such a small role. Yeah.
It doesn't
just
matter.
That little role where
doesn't
he's
matter.
Waddling out to the front of the park.
And guess what he does?
Oh, he does ride on the roller coaster.
He nails
yeah, he
it.
He
absolutely
he's
knocks
got the
it
gun
the
in his rib. He's riding the roller
Sorry,
coaster.
Sorry, Mr. Grizzle.
So now we're just power ranking the vacation films?
That's what this devolved into, yes. Yes.
Put it on the poll. What is the best vacation film? Yes. Is it regular? Is it Christmas? Is it European? I tend to agree with Gabe that Vegas Vacation is going to pull up the rear there on that poll. Needless to say, that's what it reminded me of. Is Clark going to that, like, whatever, hole-in-the-wall casino where they bet on which hand is it in? Pick a hand. Nope. 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 Does anybody actually want this? Does anybody actually? Who's clamoring for betting at Dave and Buster's?
Because here's the thing. Like, if I want to take on Chew and Papa Shot, I just look at Chew and go, hey, bud, $5?
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to. I don't need somebody
exactly.
to. I don't
yeah.
need a middleman.
Dave and Buster's to facilitate the bet.
I don't need a middleman. Like, I'm already. If that's something I want to do, it's already something I am currently doing.
Yeah. Is this going to infect the kids? Won't somebody think about the children and whatnot?
Well, Mark Emmert doesn't give a crap, so I should wait.
He's no longer in that
I'm
position.
Blaming him for everything that goes wrong in this world for knowing.
What?
Isn't he?
No, you're thinking of
Kevin what?
Kevin Warren.
Kevin Warren. Sorry, Big Ten. Yeah, the Big Ten commissioner.
Wow, yes. Did you just scare the bleep out of me? Mark Emmert. I was like, whatever you thought about the Bears, throw it in the trash. Mark Emmert's in town, everybody. Will D and Tasha's next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one.